It is time to bring in Mike Causey. It is time for us to check sports. Morning there, Mike. Oh, got to push this. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, bad night for UConn women last night.
It's over.
98-game winning streak that goes back to 2013.
The dynasty is over.
Crushed. Like a grape being made into wine.
They got beat by 16 points at home.
Yeah.
When was the last time that happened? Probably never.
16? Yeah, 16 points? 20 years ago.
That's pretty out there, huh?
Well, you know, the Patriots didn't get past their round, and now look at the UConn women. People are and if the Red Sox do bad, people will all of a sudden start feeling like
they're in New York.
That's what I was going to say. All right. Well, anyways, well, that's the lead story in Connecticut, anyway. So
that's a big story.
Yeah, it is.
I was shocked to see it last night.
Yeah. Well, what the heck. You win some, you lose some. All right. Now we are heading into the divisional playoffs this weekend.
Dun dun dun.
Dun 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 dun. All right. On Saturday we have to pick these games. You've got the Vikings at the 49ers. You've got the Titans at the Ravens. I'm taking the 49ers and I'm taking the Ravens.
Me too. Nothing different there.
All right, on Sunday, it is the Texans versus the Chiefs, the Seahawks at the Packers. I'm going to take the Chiefs and the Packers.
I'm lockstep with you. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Yeah. So,
if you go by the way it's been, whatever happens in the first week, the second week, when you have these divisional playoffs, the home teams always win. Yeah.
And it would set up a pretty cool game between the Packers and the 49ers.
Yeah, well, it would set up for both of them,
yeah,
because those four teams have been the best teams all year long.
Yeah.
Green Bay and San Francisco and Baltimore and Kansas City. So that would set up what everybody's expected all year if it plays out that way.
Yeah.
The only one I think there's a chance of an upset might be Seattle or Green Bay, because Green Bay's been hot and cold, although they're 13-3. And Seattle, if they're healthy, they can give them a run. But if Seattle's not healthy, Green Bay's going to chop them up.
All right, well, we'll see.
People talking like Tennessee's got a chance against Baltimore. Guy threw the ball 8 times last year. Do you really think that's going to last week? I'm sorry. You really think that's going to work against Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore is loaded on defense, and their offense isn't too shabby either.
That running game is going to get shut down.
Yeah, yeah. They'll to start the game, they'll put 9 in the box.
Yeah, they're going to tell them, go ahead, throw the ball. Let me see if you can do it.
Yeah.
And it's Ryan Tannehill, folks. You know who that guy is.
Yeah, he has had a great year, but this is a horse of a different color.
Yep.
Yep.
Flash in the pan.
All right. So I saw the New York Giants' new head coach speak yesterday. The word Super Bowl was never mentioned.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I know.
That'd be a little bit bizarre saying, oh, I think we're going to get to the Super Bowl. We'll have a winning season and take our goals from there.
Basically what he said, decoding his words, is that he's going to bring discipline back into the players. I mean, no one's going to be exempt from doing what they have to do. Basically, he said he's going to take the mess that was around last year and make it much more of a tight situation. So we'll see.
That's the way it should be on any team.
Yeah, we'll see. But now I know why Mara hired him. They hired him, because he's just a Johnny Clean guy. And the Maras, They don't like much of that fooling around stuff. So
well, he's going to have to have support around him. He's going to have to surround himself with some qualified assistants.
It's funny you said that because he said, "I'm not going to be involved in the defense. I'm not going to be involved in the offense. We're going to have offensive and defensive coordinators." Yes, during the game, he said all the right things for a first-time NFL coach. So we'll see. I mean, you know what? It's the Giants. Next year is going to be, if we can scratch out 5 or 6 wins, we'll be happy next year.
Goal should be 500.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
I know, you're right. You're right. We're a long way from there.
That should be your goal.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. But it's... We haven't been close to that, Mike, in the past 3 years. So.
Oh, I know.
All right. Now, what are any racing this weekend?
Well, let's speak about goals a little more.
All right.
I watched the Devils-Ranger game last night.
Well, what happened to it?
There were goals all over the place. I texted a friend of mine. The Rangers won 6-3. I texted a friend of mine who's still a Devil fan, and I asked him if the goalie on the Devils was blind. That's how bad it was. He got yanked after the second period, but boy, this kid, he's a rookie. He's awful. I mean, he let up some soft goals, and the Rangers they ran a rookie out there yesterday too. He stopped 46 out of 49 shots to give him the lead, but the Rangers scored early and often, and the Devils could never get back to him. I think maybe it's something out in the swamps of Jersey too, where the Devils and the Giants, they both looking pretty bad. So the Rangers beat the Devils last night. Now we can go to some racing.
All right.
Two races this weekend down at Gulfstream Park, both on the turf. You may feel like you're at Gulfstream Park when you go outside this weekend. That's how warm it's supposed to be up here. But there'll be no turf racing at Aqueduct, that's for sure. First race is the 8th race. It's the Marshawes River Grade 3 going a mile and a 16th. This is for fillies and mares. Draws a field of 7, but it's a nice field of 7. Speed has been dominant on the Gulfstream turf course. So that leads you to the 2 horse here, Piece by Piece. This horse broke her maiden last time out at Tampa. Has low speed figures, but this horse is the lone speed of the race. Picks up John Velasquez at 20-1. There's no way this horse is going to be anywhere near 20-1 tomorrow. This is going to be a use for me. Two other horses I'm using in here. One is the 4 Sweet By and By. This horse hasn't raced since November at Aqueduct. Has a little bit of pace to him, but not as much as the 2 horse. At 5-2, there's a big discrepancy in prices here. This horse does have better speed figures, but Piece by Piece has the speed, and they're going to have to run them down. Sweet By and By may be one of them, and another one is the 7 Munchkin Money. But last weekend and through the week, speed's been golden at Gulfstream, so throw out the 2 if you dare. I'm going with the 2-4-7 Exacta Box in the 8th race tomorrow. The 10th race is the Tropical Turf, which used to be run at Calder. That doesn't happen anymore, so now it's run at Gulfstream. 10 horses lined up for this race. It's 1 mile on the turf. This race is for colts and geldings, 4 years old and up. Coming back here, we got John Velasquez on what I think is the speed again with the 4 horse, Guido. Not 20-1, but 7-2. I think Guido has an excellent shot to win this race and will be my top play in this race. 2 horses I'm going to use underneath. One is the 2 horse, Maraud. This horse has some early speed. Been off since September at Monmouth. That's a real long layoff, but comes in off a bullet work at Gulfstream on New Year's Eve. Picks up Paco Lopez for the ride, and he's been red hot down at Gulfstream so far in this meet. So you're going to have to use the 2 in your Exacta. And another horse, which I think could be the upsetter if the 4 Guido falters, is the 9 Exulting. This horse has a better closing kick. A lot of these horses with the closing kick, they've been taken out a little bit earlier, and this horse has done that at Keeneland and ran second. Picks up Irad Ortiz, a major jockey change here. I look for this horse to sit a little closer to the pace. If he does that, I think he has a chance to upset the 4. So we're going to go with the 4 on top in the 10th tomorrow with the 2 Maraud and the 9 Exulting to pick up my exactas. So two nice grass races this weekend down at Gulfstream Park.